Case 5643, it's a motion to consider the application of Conoco for an order authorizing the drilling of a well at a location approximately 2,280 feet from the north line and 660 feet from the west line of Section 32 Township 140 North, Range 96 West, Stark County, North Dakota, as an exception to Section 4302.03.18 of the Administrative Code and designating the west half of Section 32 as a 320-acre drilling unit, and such other relief as the commission appropriate. All parties wishing to hear in this case, please come forward.
May it please the examiner, Lawrence Bender, PO Box 400, Bismarck, North Dakota, hearing this matter, case number 5643, on behalf of Conoco Inc. We'll have three witnesses who are ready to be sworn at this time.
Could you raise your right hands, please? Do you promise to tell the truth in these proceedings?
I do.
Go ahead.
Bill, would you state your name for the record, please, and spell your last name?
Yes, William Jack, J-A-C-K.
By whom are you employed and in what capacity?
I'm employed by Conoco Inc. as a senior landman.
In that capacity, have you had an opportunity on previous occasions to testify for the North Dakota Industrial Commission? Have your qualifications accepted as that of an expert?
Yes, sir, I have.
In preparation for today's hearing, have you made a thorough study and review of all the pertinent land matters concerning Conoco's application in case 5643?
Yes, sir, I have.
And have you prepared or had prepared under your control and supervision certain exhibits that you intend to sponsor?
Yes, sir.
Have you satisfied yourself as to the accuracy of those exhibits?
Yes, sir, correct.
Offer the further testimony of this witness as that of an expert?
Motion granted.
Bill, I'm going to have you turn first to exhibit number one. Would you identify that exhibit and then briefly highlight the more pertinent aspects of it?
Yes, exhibit number one is a locator map with respect to the Dickinson area in western North Dakota.
Also shows field outlines for the Simon Butte Field, Dobson Butte Field, as well as the Dickinson Field, is that correct?
Yes, sir, that's correct.
And indicates the proposed location in section 32?
Yes, that's correct, being located in the west half of section 32.
Let's go on to the next exhibit, exhibit number two. Would you identify that exhibit and briefly highlight the more pertinent aspects of it?
Yes, sir. Exhibit number two is a plat that depicts the proposed spacing unit to encompass the west half of section 32, Township 140 North, Range 96 West, in Stark County, North Dakota. The west half of the section is comprised of two equal 160-acre quarter sections. The Conoco surface location has been superimposed on the unit and the working interest with respect to the parties owning interest in the spacing unit are set out above. I would note that 2.5% of Conoco's interest is verbally committed at the present, and we're waiting on the final documentation of that particular trade. It's agreed upon and it's in the mail. That would make the interest as they are set out on the exhibit.
So the 2.5 odd interest that you've discussed, that is included in what you've represented as Conoco's 95.68125%, is that correct?
Yes, sir, that's correct.
Okay, and that would be under the entire west half proposed drilling unit, is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Let's go on then to the next exhibit, exhibit three.
Exhibit three is simply a breakdown of the mineral ownership as it pertains to each particular quarter section.
And the mineral owners that are listed on exhibit three, they were given notice of Conoco's application with respect to case 5643?
Yes, sir, that's correct.
As well as the working interest owners, is that correct?
Yes, sir.
And has Conoco, to your knowledge, received any objection to its request for an exception location and the designation of the west half of section 32 as a space, excuse me, as a drilling unit?
No, sir, they have not. I also wish to point out that Conoco owns 23.75 acres of minerals in the southwest quarter of section 32, which the location would be moving towards the southwest as well.
That's all the questions I have for Mr. Jack at this time.
Are there any questions from the staff?
Bill, evidently this acreage is outside the unit?
It's a deeper horizon than the unitized formation. It's a Tyler Heath sand. So the ownership is diverse, yes.
Anything further?
Yeah, as far as the surface ownership, have things been worked out with the well site in 32, as far as you know?
Yes, I believe Mr. Bender could be a little bit more explicit. He's been in direct contact with the state of North Dakota.
I might explain best by starting out saying that the North Dakota State University is the owner of the surface. It's the Dickinson Experiment Station, and Conoco has been working with the director of the experiment station to settle surface damages. There was some concern by the director that they wouldn't be able to calculate surface damages until such time as the well was drilled and completed. So their initial proposal was that we settle a portion of the surface damages now, and then after the well was drilled, we once again negotiate. On Monday, I reached a verbal agreement with the attorney for North Dakota State University in which we agreed that one, they had received notice of our intent to drill the well, two, that they had no objection to us moving on the surface, building the location, building the road, and third, that we would not resolve the matter with respect to surface damages until such time as the well was drilled in compliance with the Surface Owner Protection Act. So that's a long answer to your short question, but yes, we feel like we have reached a tentative agreement and we should be signing a letter agreement to that effect either today or tomorrow.
Thank you. Do they own just the northwest quarter?
No, sir. They own the surface in both quarter sections.
Okay. Thanks.
Anything further? Do
you want to continue? Ian, would you state your name for the record, please? Spell your last name.
My name is Ian Gordon. It's G-O-R-D-O-N.
By whom are you employed and in what capacity?
I'm a geophysicist with Conoco Incorporated.
In that capacity, have you had an opportunity on previous occasions to testify before the North Dakota Industrial Commission? Have your qualifications accepted as that of an expert?
Yes, I have.
And in preparation for today's hearing, have you made a thorough study and review of all pertinent geological matters concerning Conoco's request in case 5643?
I have.
And have you prepared or had prepared under your control and supervision and exhibits that you intend to sponsor?
Yes, I have.
Have you satisfied yourself as to the accuracy of those exhibits?
Yes, I have.
Offer the further testimony of this witness as that of an expert?
Motion granted.
Ian, I'm going to have you turn first to what's marked as exhibit number 4. Would you identify that exhibit and then briefly highlight for the examiner the more pertinent aspects of it?
This map is a structured contour map drawn on the top of the Winnipeg Formation, and this map was made using depth-converted seismic data. The proposed location is in the west half of section 32, in Township 140 North, Range 96 West. The nearest production below the level of the Tyler Formation in this area is 5 miles away, and that's at Dobson Butte Field to the south. On this map, the thin lines represent the top of the Winnipeg Formation. The Winnipeg I've used to show on this map the structure because it comes out well on the seismic. And I think the structure at the Winnipeg closely corresponds to what we would see at all the deep horizons in this area, including the Red River, Interlake, etc. The thick lines in this map show faults. The dotted line that you see, I have shown here as a predicted oil-water contact. Now, perhaps a better term for that would be a line showing where there is critical closure and where I think that there's a high likelihood of there being hydrocarbons trapped. The reason that Conoco is asking for this exception location is that we need to drill the geologically most optimum spot in order to prove up what we're trying to look for here and to enhance our chances of making this discovery. What we want to do is stay on the structurally highest block and also to stay as far away as we can from faults, which could potentially be avenues for channeling water upward if we create a lot of vertical permeability down into a water zone along a fault. What we want to do is stay away from those faults.
Ian, I believe it's your testimony that structure is very important to picking this location, is that correct?
It is.
And the location you've picked is on the high of the structure, is that correct?
That's correct.
And in your opinion, you can't move your well further to the north for a legal location?
That's right. If we were to move to a towards a legal location to the north, we would either have to move it very far north off the crest of the structure, or if we moved it just a little bit to the north, what we're doing is we're getting near some of those faults. Now, what I want to emphasize for the commission is that using seismic data, 2D seismic data, it's hard to precisely locate these faults on the order of, say, 50 feet. There's a possibility that these faults could be a couple hundred feet one direction or the other is relative to what I've shown on this map. That's just the error bar. So I want to stay outside of that error bar to optimize our chances.
And it's true, is it not, that this is this well is anticipated to test the Inner Lake Silurian Formation, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, and that would be a wildcat well in this area?
It would be.
Okay, so in that respect, it's important to Conoco management to drill at least the first well in an optimum location, is it not?
That's right.
Ian, to your knowledge, if the commission were to determine that it should not grant this application and require Conoco to drill at a legal location, what would Conoco do?
Conoco would not drill this well at this time, and I think it's unlikely that we would drill it anytime soon. We have money budgeted to drill this well this year, provided that we are able to drill it in an optimum spot. We do not have funds budgeted for next year to drill this well at this time.
Ian, in your opinion, would drilling a well at a legal location result in drilling a dry hole?
It may result in drilling a hole that is uneconomic or perhaps even dry.
In your opinion, would drilling the well at the proposed location increase the ultimate recovery of the pool?
It would certainly be the spot that we would want to drill with the best chance of finding hydrocarbons in a commercial quantity in our first well. If our first well is sub-economic, then we would probably not drill any more wells in this area.
In your opinion, will drilling the well to proposed location prevent waste and protect relative rights?
Yes.
Now, Ian, there's a certain amount of urgency in getting this application granted, is there not?
There is.
Could you briefly describe for the commission why Conoco is anxious to drill this well and why it's requesting an expedited order?
We expect this well to take as long as 45 days to drill if we are to go clear to the Winnipeg Formation. I might state for the commission that our primary target is the Inner Lake, and if the Inner Lake looks good, we will probably stop and complete the well at that point. If we do not have a good indication of hydrocarbons at the level of the Inner Lake, we may drill deeper to the Winnipeg. And this would cause, this takes 45 days approximately to do. Our management wants to make sure that we get this well drilled this year on this year's budget. So if we were to delay drilling this well for any reason to a time where we are less than 45 days or close to this 45-day window, our management would not favor us drilling this well.
So there's a possibility that if this well is not included in the 1992 budget, it may not get drilled at all, is that correct?
That's true.
And to assure that this well can be included on the 1992 budget, you're going to have to spud by what's the latest possible date?
The very latest possible date would be the 15th of November, and even at that, it would be a tough decision for our management to go with that.
So ideally, if the commission could get an order out early November, that would be in the best situation for Conoco.
Yes, and we are ready to prepare the location and begin drilling right away within days if possible.
That's all the questions I have for Mr. Gordon. We do have present here today Mike Bora. I'm not planning on putting him on as a witness, but if there are some engineering questions with respect to this well, Mike is prepared to answer them.
Are there any questions from the staff?
I have a couple of questions. You're asking for a drilling unit to all the way to basement, then, is that my understanding? Now, if it should be productive, and your geology is correct, it becomes very complicated as far as spacing. I would speculate that should you get a good well in one of the formations, you might want to drill additional wells on the 320.
On the same 320?
Yeah.
I guess that...
It's something that would be addressed at the hearing.
Yes, that is a possibility that I cannot rule out. However, it, you know, we won't know that until we drill the well, of course.
Now, Lawrence, I guess this question is for you. Let's say we have a time problem again. Let's say that they drill the thing to the Slurian and get a good Slurian well, but they also find if the Ducro is productive, want to drill a Ducro well right away. Would we have to have another hearing, or would this request suffice a location for the Ducro? See, we're granting a location at a particular footage, but we always go on the approximate where you have a little leeway.
I think the application, as it's worded, is you know, significantly broad to allow the well to produce from a horizon other than the Silurian.
Is it something that should be addressed in the order?
If the commission so wishes, then yes, we anticipate a very, very low likelihood of finding anything at the Ducro. However, if we do not find something at the Silurian, perhaps the Red River or Stonewall or Winnipeg would have something.
Now, if you find what you feel is a commercial well in the Silurian, you don't intend to drill the well or an additional well deeper.
If we have a good Silurian well, what our intention is to drill another well in the adjacent section 31, in which case we will drill clear to the Winnipeg after casing off the inner lake to prevent formation damage.
But you wouldn't want to drill another well at this location deeper?
No,
okay.
Not initially. We may deepen it some later time.
Ian, looking at your exhibit number 4, it's very critical that you know where your well bore is at when you enter this anticipated fault zone. Do you plan on running a Monell above your bit and dropping a single shot directional survey on bit trips, or how are you going to keep track of where your well bore is at?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. And you will submit those directional surveys?
Yes.
Thank you.
I just have a couple questions along the lines of surface again. This exception location, it won't adversely affect the surface any more than a legal location, would it not?
I'll let my land manager that question.
The location, the entirety of the location, as well as the road into the location, is staked, and we don't have any comments in a negative fashion whatsoever from the state with respect to the size. It's rolling flat pasture land with some cattle and a few stacked bales of hay, and that's about the extent of what the surface damage is going to be. So nothing significant is other than just disturbing grass.
Right, and so whether it was a legal location or this exception location, as far as the surface goes, really doesn't matter.
No, that's a moot point. It's if you go and the appropriate footage in either direction to make it legal as to either quarter section, then you're going to encounter the exact same thing.
Okay.
Just
rolling
pasture.
Yeah, I had one other question, and maybe Ian wants to answer this. And this is regards to things that had been brought up to us regarding surface safety and so forth. Do you anticipate any of the zones to be real high in H2S?
Not real high in H2S. What we are assuming is that the H2S content of the gas here will probably be similar to that what they're seeing at Simon Butte Field. And on record at the NDIC, the gas analyses there indicate about 1% H2S in the gas.
And Conoco, as usual, if there is H2S, will take all the precautionary safety measures to...
No doubt, yes.
Thank you.
Is there anything further? You will accept the exhibits into the record and conclude the hearing.